Good morning.
Hello. We're home.
Worshiping corporately. I enjoy the individual time too, of course, but corporately is so powerful. So powerful. And I was asking the Lord this morning what he wants to start this time together out about. And he was really putting on my heart the word recharge. And I know if you're like me in the summertime with endless daylight seemingly, you kind of tend to run things maybe a little longer, and you maybe get a little more tired out doing all the stuff you're doing, whether it's fun or work or whatever. Presence of the one whose name is above it all. Last time we did this, I talked about the covenant with Abraham, where God left Abraham out of the process and established the covenant that relied only on himself, right? Abraham was sleeping through the deal. Remember when Jesus was baptized? It said when he came up out of the water, the heavens were torn, and the Spirit descended on him like a dove, and the voice from heaven said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." 3 years later, he is hanging on the cross. And it says he cried with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. And at that moment, the veil of the temple was torn. And it was sufficient enough that an unsaved man, an unclean man on the hill with Jesus said, "Truly, that was the Son of God." The heavens were ripped the first time.
by the way, totally desecrated the temple, right? The whole reason a temple is a temple is because it is the dwelling place of God. And that place where he dwelled on the ark in the Holy of Holies was protected by this veil that was 60 feet tall and as thick as a man's arm. And it was ripped from the top to the bottom, exposing that Holy of Holies to everyone. Hebrews, Jesus, the book of Hebrews, the writer says, I will write a new covenant on your heart and put my spirit and my words in you. It also says in Hebrews 10 that veil was his body. Well, how does God start covenant? By ripping a living thing in half and walking through it. Remember, you got to get blood on your sandals. We are told to enter with boldness into this place where the veil has been torn apart. The body of Jesus has been torn apart. It says that the veil, which is his body, has been torn open so that I can walk in there with boldness. What boldness do I have? It's a covenant that counts on one party only. It's not anything that I have done that has given me boldness. I don't have boldness because of my qualifications or my good, clean living or how I dress. I have boldness to enter because the one who had built that veil between us ripped it out of the way and said, come be my son, my daughter. Come into my presence. So you are remembering this morning with this little piece of bread, the veil, which is his body, torn in two. And the blood, we enter by the blood of the Lamb, the one who, once and for all, eliminated all sacrifices. Right? That sacrifice opened the new covenant, which doesn't count on me. I can't ruin the new covenant because I wasn't part of establishing the new covenant. It depended on him and him only. Why is his name higher and greater than all powers and dominions? Because his name is the only name that has allowed me access to the Father. There is no other way. There is no other way. Jesus, we thank you so much for being a willing sacrifice for me, for responding with the Father. I will go. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I have come to do your will. And your will is to make me a sacrifice for sin. The sacrifice that will end all sacrifices. The one that will truly restore your creation to fellowship with you. The sacrifice that will enable you to say your sins and iniquities, I will remember no more. What a privileged place we stand as your blood-bought children. Give us boldness to step in to the presence of the one who is worthy, the only one who is worthy. In Jesus' name.
had this great thing I wanted to say, and of course that's not happening now because the Lord's changed things a bit. And during pre-service prayer, I don't remember who said it, but someone mentioned about stopping for the one. Heidi Baker is really the one that's known for that saying, you know, stop for the one. And you know, just to be totally transparent, I've missed some moments when I could have stopped for the one. And I pray that I would do better. I believe I'll do better. I'm declaring that I will do better, that I will stop for the one. The one that he's placed for me to influence, for me to be a meaningful part in their lives. And I encourage you to let him show you who those are that you need to stop for. You know, stop whatever you're doing. Sometimes that's not easy. We get a focus and we're on a track and all of a sudden we need to stop with one. Something that Sage had mentioned during the pre-service prayer, I was going to ask her to elaborate on that a little bit. If that would be all right with you.
So I want to read Isaiah 1:19. It says, if you have a willing heart to let me help you, and if you will obey me, you will feast on the blessings of an abundant harvest. Offering is a picture of that. I was telling them this morning, running after money is not what we're called to do. We're called to run after him, and money will run after you, actually, because it's provision and it's a tool. And if we're running after him, he wants to provide for us, and he wants to give us tools to advance his kingdom. Deuteronomy 8 also speaks a lot about this, about him being the provider, not money. We need to not get confused about who the provider is. And so I just want to encourage you guys, it takes courage, it takes faith, and it takes trusting the Lord to be obedient and give. And we all have different levels that we're in that area, but you can never, ever, ever go wrong giving to the Lord. He will multiply it and expand it and pour it out to you.
So, Heavenly Father, we just give it all to you, Lord. Our finances, our time, our interests, our focus, our perspective. Let it all filter through you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
pray these guys into their Sunday school. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for arrows in the quiver, Father, that they are true and straight and they fly perfect as they're launched out, Lord. Yes, Lord, we just bless these kids as they're going into service today. Amen. Go ahead and do a little meet and